It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most of Colorado's congressional delegation voted to override a presidential veto and support a national defense bill. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Six Colorado representatives voted to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn said, while he understands the president's concerns, the bill provides nearly $1 billion of defense spending in his district, bolsters cybersecurity defense, modernizes the military, and provides a much-needed pay raise for the troops. Only Republican Representative Ken Buck supported Trump's veto of the defense policy bill that has become law for the last 59 years. The bill now heads to the Senate. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Some Colorado researchers and utilities like Xcel are experimenting with hydrogen. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports they're working on technologies to extend the use of renewable energy.
One way to do that is with storage, things like batteries. Batteries give you the opportunity and ability to store that power and save it for when you do need it. There are other ways to store electricity that's generated by wind and solar.
My name is Kevin Harrison. I work at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. I take that electricity and I convert it to a different form by splitting water into its two constituent elements, hydrogen and oxygen. And hydrogen is an energy carrier. It can move energy around.
You can do a lot with the hydrogen. First off, you can burn it at a power plant. You can also save it, store it, and use the hydrogen to power hydrogen vehicles. When you burn the hydrogen, big benefit is the only waste product you get is water.
That's CPR's Joe Wirtz. There are not many homes available for sale in Denver, but builders are responding. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
COVID-19 prompted people to work from home and look for more space. So there's been a higher demand for homes throughout the pandemic, especially for larger single-family detached properties. Local governments approved building permits for 41,000 housing units across Colorado so far this year. That's an increase of 9% over last year. That's according to data from the Census Bureau. And the permit activity is driven by plans for more single-family homes. Apartment permits are down 5% in Colorado, but single-family home permits are up 15% this year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
This is CPR News.